Good morning, White Ray Radio listeners. This is Reverend Alan Urasaki, welcoming you on this beautiful Saturday morning. As we come to the close of the year of 2012 and ready to usher in the new year of 2013, we hope, and I hope for you, that it'll be a very prosperous and wonderful and exciting year. Some of my Chinese friends say it's the year of the snake. And they say the year of the snake is kind of funny. So we wish you and pray for you all the best. This morning, I just want to share a little bit about some of the things that happened in the past few weeks. In the news, all of us now know much about the events that happened in Connecticut at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, where children, teachers were killed. And this was a very sad occasion. And as I was thinking of what to share with you this morning, I thought that would be something that I would like to share. And as I kind of Google searched over the internet, I found this, I guess a prayer or a meditation or talk that was given at the Buddhist Faith Fellowship of Connecticut, which this group, the Sangha, meets not too far from Sandy Hook or this elementary school. So I just wanted to share what the sensei, what their minister had shared with them. And this was, you can look it up online as well, at Buddhist Faith Fellowship of Connecticut. And this was by Reverend Daishin Senpai of the Buddhist Faith Fellowship. So I'd like to just read his morning aspiration. Sensei says, "Last Friday, the darkness of the human condition revealed itself in the cruelest of ways. In the Buddhist tradition, this ominous darkness is personified by the image of Mara, the wicked one. That morning, it was as if Mara manifested himself with the merciless rage, terror, and death in a small town in Connecticut, as countless shots rang out at Sandy Hook Elementary School, killing many young children and adults. In the aftermath of this terrible gloom, in the midst of unspeakable grief, we reflect upon Amida, the Buddha of boundless compassion, to unconditionally embrace not only the victims, their families and friends, but also the perpetrator, his family and friends, and the community of Newtown, Connecticut. Let us open our hearts to those innocent children, their school, and their anguishing parents and community, humbly embracing them with understanding, compassion, and love. While we are deeply distraught by their deaths and the terror of their last experience, we trust that boundless wisdom and compassion held them in its internal embrace and will guide them to realize their true nature, which is that ultimate realm of peace and joy, the Pure Land. May those innocent children and teachers become bodhisattvas, inspiring prayers to heal our hurting world. May Amida's light and compassion embrace the family and friends of those killed during this senseless crime. There is no way to explain the darkness that indiscriminately murders children, women, and men. They were each someone's son, daughter, or parent, and nobody can fully understand the immense grief and anger of their loved ones. They need your light and compassion. Please pour it forth through your Dharma. May there be healing for friends and family of the murderer, who may be asking questions to which there are no easy answers. May their sadness, anger, guilt, and shame be accepted by those around them as they process this horrific situation, so that perhaps someday they may be able to see and know the boundless light shines in the darkness. May we find ways to heal through understanding and forgiveness for the murderer, Adam Lanza, whose darkness, whose inner Mara, overcame true light and compassion. Perhaps he had a long history of perverse decision-making. Perhaps his family history was painful. Perhaps his social life was full of conflict. Perhaps his mental health was compromised. Perhaps his community of support was of little support. May he not fall into Avicii, the deepest of hells. May he too be rescued by Amida and the many bodhisattvas, realize the healing of his mind stream, and awaken to his true nature. Whatever darkness overtook this young man, may it never unfold in another person like that of last Friday morning. May Amida's light shine and embrace the darkness corners of the mind and heart of every human being. Even in the midst of this tragedy, may we hold onto the hope that Amida's light and compassion will continue to unfold so that all beings can see their own darkness within the light and proclaim this universal ancient Buddhist prayer. May all beings be free from mental suffering. May all beings be free from physical suffering. May all beings be happy and well. Namu Amida Butsu. This was the special prayer that was said by Reverend Daishin Senpai, the founder and senior teacher of the Buddhist Faith Fellowship. And as fellow Buddhists and Shin Buddhists, that we too may keep them in our thoughts and prayers, that we are all embraced by the Buddha's infinite wisdom and compassion, and that it touches all beings, whether they're Buddhist or non-Buddhist, adults, children, perpetrator, or victim. May we know that this time, we too may be able to join together in the saying of the name. For all of you today, let us contemplate these things as we go on continuing our life in our busyness of everyday life. We are reminded of the fragile nature of human existence, and that we shall count our blessings for everything that we have benefited from: our family, friends, loved ones, and the Buddha. May all of you have a joyous new year. We will see you again next year. Thank you very much. Namu Amida Butsu.